All right, and let's fucking go.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Neil, girl! Out here, just a little bit.
Ooh, you better!
Trip without a
drink. Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hang them up with your friends.
Game over, man.
I construct ground for it.
Valediction.
I don't understand. It's just fun.
In defense of Coldplay.
It's a good party.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another rendition of the Jonah Radio podcast. My name is Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he's flying all over. He's flying to all of his homes for Thanksgiving. But Cash Hartzell is here.
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
And Neil Mahoney is... What? What's that?
I'm in a closet.
Yes, yes. And Neil Mahoney is here.
I am also here. I am not in a closet. I'm in my normal position where I spend 48 hours a day.
But people will be happy to know that you sound better than ever, Neil.
That's nice.
Yeah. Our guest for today is a pal of ours. I've met this guy on and off for years, and then only recently have we become better pals. We've spent time in an airport together, ran. We saw each other run across an airport because all of a sudden it's turned out that our flight was leaving in 10 minutes as opposed to an hour, which was a real scary time. But he is a musician and an actor, and has a radio show, an actual radio show,
yeah,
on KXLU called Noise Pollution. Please, everybody, welcome Mr. Chris Candy. There it is.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing, everyone?
Doing great.
Oh, can you guys can hear me good? What if I sit back here? Can you hear me? Can you hear?
It's less good back there.
Not nearly as good, because yeah, that's how microphones work. You know, it's funny.
Oh, wow. It's the insult hour here. On...
Well, I'm sorry that
every hour is the insult hour here.
I'm sorry that you felt you could just fucking lay back and kind of, you know, piss off this podcast recording that I asked you to do a few hours ago. Look, you might have to take a nap.
Yeah, well, I could right now, actually. No, I just want to make sure. Look, I'm an audio guy. All right, I want to make sure. I'm testing out right now, actually, the depth of the MacBook Pro microphone. Back here, not so good. Up here, much better. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Of course.
I love podcasts.
I know we've brought it up before, but we had Mark Trombino on, who was a very, very accomplished engineer and record producer, who's done, of course, he did Blink-182's Dude Camp. Not Dude Camp. That was another. What's Dude Camp? Dude Ranch.
Dude Camp was on Nickelodeon in the 90s.
That's
in
right.
The afternoon.
It's a little wild and a little strange when you make out with some dudes out on the camp.
Camp.
Yeah. So grab your bro and come along.
Come along. Yeah, to Dude Camp. Things are going off.
Yeah. But he's a guy that's recorded a ton of bands and now does, of course, Donor Friend, but he would hold the microphone and hold it away from his mouth. I was like, this is your fucking job, dude. Good thing you make donuts now.
Dude, I saw the Misfits play 2 years ago when they did that Misfits reunion show. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to go backstage to the show, and I got to see like during soundcheck what was going down, and I guess Danzig wasn't at soundcheck, and so all the other members are up there playing, jamming out, getting everything going on, and Danzig's tech was just going around and pointing the microphone directly down at all the monitors to try and get them to squeal, because he doesn't know how to fucking hold the microphone anymore. Because I guess the first show, he was getting so much feedback going on that it was like a major problem. And so they were now testing every squelch possibility. And they were literally just like, bam, bam, bam. So needless to say, what I'm getting at is the show's fucking going on. People are packed out. This dude rolls in last minute. And the entire time he's singing like wrong. He's just like, ah, 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 and it's like pointing it directly at the freaking wedge. It was hysterical.
He thinks that he thinks there's little versions of him inside the monitor. So that's why he points the mic to it to see if it's like, you want to help sing this part?
Yeah,
your harmonies.
Yeah. Do you have something to say?
Yes, I do. Okay, anyway.
I'm trapped in a tiny box today.
What if, What if I just started singing a Misfits song, but it was clearly a Dude Ranch song?
What's Dude Ranch?
Dude Ranch is a whole different thing, man.
Is Dude Ranch? Wait, is that a cum reference?
No, it's a place where you go on vacation and you ride horses.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've been to Dude Ranch.
It's a specific vacation thing.
Well, no,
I know what the term. I know what the actual term is. Like for, I know what a Dude Ranch is. It's a cowboy spot, but it's like, you know. But Dude Ranch, is that like a slang for cum?
Oh, Dude Ranch, like the salad dressing.
I know a friend of the show that we can probably ask.
Whoa, interesting.
Pearl Jam, Dude Ranch. It was getting all over the place at this dude camp. It was.
Is Pearl Jam a code name for cum?
Yeah.
It's a scene.
Ew! Oh my God. Yeah. I always thought it was some like mystic trial. Like we're Pearl Jam. Because that's the image they put on. But yeah, it's also like Steely Dan is a dildo. Stupid. Yeah. Even though I love Steely Dan.
Me too.
You guys gonna host your own podcasts.
We already have one.
That's a good point.
It's called Neely Steely Dan. Don't.
Steely Neatly, man.
Neatly Dan.
We should ask about that. It's like, there's a lot of, you know, it's like guys that like were teenagers when they named their band. And then they have to deal with it as adults. Like Green Day, they still like, they're like, eh. And we were even talking about this last week. It's like, do you think like, you know, like 20 years down the line, like even like Paul McCartney's going like, our name, the Beatles is a pun. What were we thinking?
It has to, because like, you don't really realize at the time when you're creating whatever it's going to be that it's potentially going to live with you for the rest of your life. And so whatever was so clever is like now like, God damn it. The song's called God Damn It. Or was that a record? I've never heard Blink-182 in my entire life.
That's a lie. You grew up in Southern California. The lyrics are tattooed onto your arm.
Pre-tattooed on my arm. I was like, geez, I guess this is growing up.
There we go. It's like the Tales from the Crypt movie Demon Knight, where it's like every time you get closer to like, you know, growing up, it's like it just reveals itself on your hand or whatever. It just kind of calls up.
That's for me.
My friend's band in high school is called Dagobah.
Back up on that mic.
My friend's band growing up was Dagobah in high school, when that was like a super inside reference to Star Wars, and now it's not, and it's a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah,
are they still a band?
No, they broke up 20
damn
years
it.
Ago.
There was a.
I was waiting to get out of this quarantine. I was waiting to get out of this quarantine and go see them.
I saw a very funny tweet the other day from one of the guys from Bayside talking about like it's like the universe and the world of Star Wars is infinite planets of all kinds of different landscapes and people and stuff like that. All right, new episode of The Mandalorian. Where are we going? Let's go to a planet that just looks like the desert planet.
It just looks like Dagobah.
No, not Dagobah. Dagobah is
green. Ice. Yeah. Ice. Swampy. No.
We're talking about
It was swampy.
Yeah, that's swampy. But what's the one? What's
Tatooine?
Tatooine. Yeah, they all look like Tatooine.
Yeah, I was watching that this weekend, actually. I finished up season one of The Mandalorian.
It's a great show. It's a very exciting show.
It really is. And they go to Tatooine, and I was like, that's a cool way to reference it. It's not like right in your face. It's like seven episodes in, you get to go to Tatooine, and you see like the weird bartender from the first one. You know, it's kind of cool. Yeah. I'm sorry if that's a spoiler. I don't know if people haven't seen it yet, but I'm gonna just lean back in my chair here.
They're still screaming at us because like we couldn't remember what Tatooine was.
Yeah. they've turned off in disgust.
Yeah. We're gonna take a break for a song right now. This is a celebration of ska this episode.
Near spit take.
This is a scalibration.
You're happy I'm on the show today. I'll tell you that much.
I came up with this after we booked you. It's what it is. It's like the first time I met Chris, it was some show at the Knitting Factory in Hollywood. And I was sitting with my friend Tito And there's this kid walking up, and Tito goes, "You see that guy walking up? He's really into ska." And so I was like, well, okay, right on. He's like, isn't that funny? but I actually got to see you perform. When I was last year, in the before like four it. Times, we were in Hawaii at the same time, and you were playing trombone and you were doing backup vocals and I think some keyboards, for the Bruce Lee Band.
It was trumpet and not trombone. Huge difference. Jeez. Yes. But yes, everything else is right. I was playing Trump.
One's got buttons, right?
You're going to get 3 feet of brass shoved up your ass by the time this is over.
Jesus Christ. Yes, it was a trumpet and I wasn't playing keyboards, but I did see you. It was in, is it Chinatown in Hawaii? Is there a Chinatown?
Yes, it was in Chinatown. I can't remember the venue name.
That's where we hung out. And the funny thing I remember about that is that you walked in and we had met a couple times before. And I was like, oh, what's up? And Mike Park was there because Mike's the singer of the Bruce Lee Band. And he had never met you yet.
He had already put out the Weird Al record I did. But we had never met in real life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I walked up to him and I said, hey, that's Joan over there. He's like, what? And it was kind of like a Tito moment, not so much.
Likes Weird Al.
See that?
Oh,
guy
is
over
it like
there?
His whole thing?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? dude, I have a funny Weird Al story too. But if you want to play the song, I'll save it for later.
No. Oh, yeah. Let's break for a song, and then when we come back, we'll hear the Weird Al story, and we'll get in some music news. This is from the last Bruce Lee Band record, Rental Eviction, which is fantastic. You know what I gotta do? I have to remember to do that thing. I'll do this in a bit. Never mind. I'll play the song now and I'll get into it. All right, this is this is professional. This is Bruce Lee Band, When You Say It's Okay, off of Rental Eviction. And you're on the radio.
Shift plan.
Working all the time, never made you understand.
Falling for the cash and a worthless fool.
Working all the time, never made you understand.
Paying for the game and you're moving all about.
Working all the time, never made you understand.
Rest for a moment with the paper in your hand.
Working all the time, never made you understand.
Down, 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 far from everything. Would you come and watch me fall on through?
Simpson, dude. You're listening
to All right, that was Bruce Lee Band when You Say It's Okay off of Retail Eviction. We are here with Chris Candy. Chris, did you play on that record or were you just in the touring unit?
Yeah, I was just in the touring unit. I've played that band has had like various different versions over the course of its existence, and so that one was a Jeff Rosenstock and his kind of crew of musicians. I recorded on one of their records, I think, that came up prior to that and played some trumpet on it. But no, not on that one.
But not trombone.
I don't like that question. I don't. Well, it wasn't a question, actually. I just don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's, I'm sorry that I mixed it up. It's all brass to me, buddy.
I don't know if you're really familiar with ska, but there was a little band called the Voodoo Glow Skulls, and they had a record called the Band Geek Mafia. And I'm just gonna leave it there. But you're kind of like, you know, getting close to us right now, and you know.
Oh shoot! Wait, does that put me on the hickey side of the Voodoo Glow Skulls divide? Then thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, like, you know, if you just keep going this way, you might walk out one day and find, you know, broken trombone in your mailbox. I don't know where I'm going with this.
It's funny. I was just talking on the phone with Craigums from the band Your Mother, who talked about Voodoo Glow Skulls was in San Francisco, and they had the feud that we've talked about a few times on the show with Hickey, where Hickey stole a trumpet of theirs, and then like Voodoo Glow Skulls found out and like started leaving threatening messages on their answering machine, and then Hickey put out a split 7-inch with Voodoo Glow Skulls like without their permission, where on side A is like two great Hickey songs, side B is all the answering machine messages that they left threatening them, but in the background you just hear like a trumpet going purr. Anyway, so there was a big fight between the two of them, and I think also FYP and Schlong were also at that show that all went down at. But so Craig was telling me about how Voodoo Glow Skulls in San Francisco opening up for Sublime, and like a bunch of San Francisco punks all like put on like Hickey gear, and we're gonna go and vandalize the Voodoo Glow Skulls bus and like fuck with them and put all kinds of stuff around them and just kind of generally be an annoyance. They did that, and that was happening at the same time that news broke that Bradley Noel had died that previous night.
Oh God.
Oh my God. Timing is everything.
Yeah. But anyway, tell us about your very fun Weird Al Yankovic story, Chris.
let me get into it. No, I've never met him, but God, it's really bad. When I was just in the second and third grade, I did two of his songs in a talent show. That's all I got.
Oh, wow. Which ones?
I did Yoda, and then there was another one. I can't remember. I was just trying to think of it. It was about cars and like being in traffic or something like that. It was like I'd have to look up what that one was, but I know the first one was Yoda, which
I think that might have been a song on Alapalooza, the Cars one.
Yes. And
I like how you said
swamp down in Dago, whatever.
Or bubbles all the time, like a giant carbonated soda, SODA soda. Yeah. Yeah, I saw a little Runson there on the log, and in a raspy voice, he said his name was Yoda, Y-O-D-A Yoda. Oh, sorry.
had to get it out. No, yeah. That marked me as a very cool kid in school at that point, because everyone was just blown away by the potential of being able to lip sync a Weird Al song. And no, it was super fun. When you kind of started messing around with Mike Park and doing all that stuff, I was like, I like Weird Al too, but Weird Al's the best, man. That's all I got. I've never met him. But actually I have a story of a story. Supposedly Mustard Plug played a show with Weird Al years ago, another ska band. And they were on tour, and I guess Weird Al was playing in the same town. This was then years later after Mustard Plug and Weird Al played together. And Mustard Plug's done playing this one show, and Weird Al walks up to him and goes, hey, do you guys remember me? We played a show together. And they're like, yeah, dude, you're fucking Weird Al.
We were passing ships on a tour once. We just had a one-nighter. I don't know if you remember me. I'm the guy that did like song, like parody songs.
Yeah. And then I do know that a good family friend of mine, this guy, I'm trying to pack my crappy Weird Al story with other Weird Al stories. This guy Tino Insana, who was a good friend of my dad's and a really, really well-known improv actor and improviser, who's no longer with us, he wrote a whole book on Weird Al.
Wow.
that was out, and I have a copy of it somewhere. But yeah, there's a Weird Al book that he wrote. So yeah, that's what I got. That's all I got.
Those are good. Those are very good. All right.
I met him in a bowling alley once.
Neil, remember when we asked you how loud are you going to talk, and you're like, "I'm just going to talk like this. I don't. This is as loud as I can."
I turned down your volume, so.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah. Do you think Weird Al has people walk up to him that go like, "Oh, I know who you are. You're weird. You're weird." Alan, Weird Al. No shit. Like they get the weird part, but they forget the name part. I think that happens.
True. Hey, Cash, what time is it?
Music news.
Oh, that's right. It is time for music news. The time of the show where we talk about the world of music and the current events. And then this is going to be another Cash edition. Because I had such a good time with Cash doing the music news. So hit us with what you got, buddy boy.
Well, I think this is one that everybody's talking about in the music world and in the squirrel collecting world. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God.
Sex Pistols frontman, Public Image Limited frontman, and the man known as Johnny Lydon suffered a flea bite to his penis. Apparently, he's been... harboring a group of squirrels in his Los Angeles house, which is a thing that you do, I guess, when you're in the Sex Pistols, and he's been harboring those squirrels, and then he says, and this is a quote, "I looked down there this morning at my willy and there's a fucking flea bite on it." That's about all I got on this. It's just everybody should know that
how I would recognize a flea bite.
Yeah, and like, how the hell did this become fucking news?
I don't know, but it's on like 7 sites.
I think it's just everyone's desperate for just a dumb story at this point. Yeah. Right. What's a news story that just is so dumb, like we used to just laugh at, and it would just be a meme for months on end?
Somebody falling off a stage or something that happens backstage, it's all been replaced by fucking vermin in your crotch.
You're pulling Kelsey Grammer references?
I was going for Bob Dole.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because like every time I see John Lydon like pop up in the news, I go, oh boy, here we go. Kind of pro Trump or something, or you know, him and maybe him and Morrissey are going to be starting their own label. Who knows what's going to happen? But like, and then like when it came to that, I was just like, all right, world, you got it, you did it.
Well, I'll tell you what, he looks a lot better than he used to. Like, remember
does
when
he?
Like
I don't know, those looked like all old pictures that they were using.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
He's a big guy right now.
Yeah, he was like a real inflated mattress.
He kind of looks like he owns like a coffee shop in San Diego or Santa Cruz. I'm not sure because he wears these like really big blousy long sweaters and. Yeah. And he maybe has a little too much coffee cake, if you know.
Life is a journey.
But he, what the hell happened with the MAGA thing? It's like, what the fuck is that about? I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but it's just
I follow Salad Days. There's the guy who made the Salad Days documentary on Instagram. So he'll post a lot of like punk stuff and pictures and videos and stuff like that. And but he'll like also post, you know, memes, like punk memes, hardcore memes, like that are anti-Trump. And the arguments that happen where people get into, it's the most tiring argument of all. It's like liking Trump is punk. Don't you guys get that? Like some people in the comments really.
Right.
It's like, oh yeah, I guess all being a punk is all about big government, and you're just. It's just like, oh God.
I was talking to actually Norwood, the bass player from Fishbone, and he's a buddy of mine, and he was talking to me, and he was saying, you know. Forever, I was like rooting for like anti-establishment and like the fall of the empire and all these punk songs. And he's like, I just didn't know it would show up as the face of fascism. Trump.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, and then he's like, it was just like, he's like, and then you see these guys like, you know, Johnny Rotten and all this stuff, and they're backing this guy. And that's when I first heard about him being on that team. And it's just like, what the fuck? They're like all in it for money and cat. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, punk means thinking for yourself. So don't tell me that I can't support fascism.
And that fucking Gavin McGinnis guy, like with all the Proud Boys shit. And it's just like, gets me so fucking pissed off because it's like, what are you rooting for? Like,
yeah, we've talked about that a bit before. What it really is these people, they weren't like progressive punks. They were what's the term I'm looking for?
When nihilists?
It's like they just want to fight, and so they're just going to fight against whatever's in the populist. So it's like
contrarian culture. Almost.
Yes, contrarian.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's always been part of punk rock. There's always been people that show up at shows just to fight and get into shit, but it's sort of separated out on its own now. It doesn't even need a scene.
But they're just like, you know, what they're looking for is like what's like considered like, you know, like PC culture. And then all of a sudden, like, it's like, yeah, like, you know, punks kind of helped, like, we're pushing that, like the idea of like being kind to one another and, you know, progressing social issues. And then like, it's like that kind of started to become pop culture, like mainstream to be PC. And then now, now that that's the mainstream culture, they're going against it.
Yeah. Right. That makes perfect sense.
Like, it's like once it became mainstream, I stopped liking it. That's basically, you know,
it's the Nirvana of our time.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Cash, what else we got?
Well, guys, I don't know if you know this, but the new Deftones have a new album out. And Michael Bublé is a huge fan. He's taken to Instagram to talk about how much he loves the new Deftones album. So, you know, they'll start touring together when all this is over.
Did you say Michael Bublé?
Bublé, yes. The crooner, Canadian
actually,
crooner.
You said it a bit weird, though, Cash. You said Michael Bublé as opposed to Bublé.
No, Bublé.
it's like you were like almost hoping it was his name was Michael Bublis. And
No, Bublé. It's one of my porn search terms. Bublé. You get a nice. Never mind.
It's like the old calculator joke where you type in.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Bublé. Michael Bublé.
Yeah. No, he said to Blave.
Michael Bublé on the dude camp.
One of those guys I never got into Deftones, but apparently one of the dudes is like
the guitar player is a flat earther.
Flat earther, there you go.
Yeah, and it kind of makes sense. There's a lot of that kind of like, a New World Order type belief system that actually goes on in music all the time. But
can't believe everything you read, man.
Yeah, man, you're all sheeple, man. Bye, bye. You know.
I was just watching the Thor movies, those dudes, those flat earthers, must love those movies because Asgard is kind of a flat earth.
Right.
The water just runs off the edge into nothingness. I go, they must love these movies. They must look at Asgard and go, that's it.
That's earth.
They get it.
Yeah.
One of the Wu-Tang guys is a flat earther too.
Oh.
That's not good. Is it
one
of the dead
ones?
I'm
sure ODB would have been way into MAGA. And
and I hesitate to guess, but I think it might be the genius, Jizza.
Whoa, really?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, he's like posting pictures on Instagram of like the horizon going like, right?
Where's the curve?
Oh, man, I love that.
Oh, boy.
Guys,
yeah, well,
the
genius. he's not wrong. I mean, oops, sorry.
I mean, it looks flat.
Well, look outside right now and if you see a curb, tell me and I'll show up and prove you're wrong.
Well, there's a hill over there.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm in my closet. guys, if you were to say, what are you doing for New Year's right now? It'd probably be your plan for New Year's 2020 is probably pretty sedate, right? You're not going to go out. You're not going to do anything. Well, guess who is doing something? It's the band Kiss. They are doing a New Year's Eve live stream event that will be filmed in Dubai with about $1 million in pyro.
Wanted the best? Well, you can't have it. Kiss!
why is it in Dubai? Is that just because, like, COVID restrictions? Or
I bet you there's some deal. There's some, like, tax break that the fucking Gene Simmons figured out.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And at this point, it's like, is Gene Simmons really interested in anybody but a country that has a ton of wealth? Like, I mean, he's probably doing it in exchange for like 15 oil patches.
Derek's.
Yeah.
I recently saw, I believe this is him, but he's like moving out of LA or he's selling like his mansion in Beverly Hills.
Really?
I think I saw that somewhere. He's a questionable guy, you know.
Anyone who sells branded coffins is not okay in my...
Wait, what? He sells branded coffins?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sell Kiss coffins. The dude from Vinny from Pantera was buried in a Kiss coffin.
But, I mean, he's such a forward-looking guy. I mean, like, how did he know that a pandemic would sweep through his biggest, like, the fan base?
Yeah. A pandemic through Pantera.
I am actually going to be, I'm going to be watching one of those, like, live stream shows. I'm going over to Heather Ann Campbell's house because Liam Gallagher is doing a show on the River Thames.
Oh, wow.
And so so we're going to be, that's like, that's like the one, Thames? Did I say Thames?
Yeah,
you did.
Oh, sorry.
I
didn't do the soft A.
When Eddie Van Halen passed away, I went on like a crazy deep dive, and I do this thing where like I'll obsess over something very randomly for like 2 days. So like it was like all Van Halen, but then it started to get super specific and like got into like Sammy Hagar territory and Michael Anthony territory, and then like what are those guys doing like right now, and like how they've been handling. So I started following all their accounts and. Sammy Hagar has a birthday bash every year. Didn't know if you know this, but he does it down in Cabo San Lucas. Well, mm-hmm. He couldn't do it this year. So he made this like really funny video where he's like at his house in like Orange County or where he lives. He's like, babe, found an island where we can go and party. And he's like packing a bag, da, 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 da. And he went to Catalina and did a birthday show for people. And it was recently. And he had a whole concert, and he got the news of Eddie Van Halen passing while he was out there with Michael Anthony, and they both released a video of like how they felt. And I was watching the video, and I'm like, man, Van Halen must have been such a dick to these guys because they didn't really. Because they're both kind of like sitting there, like, man, we're shocked, like, wow, this is, you know. But the songs.
What can you say?
The songs will live on forever, though, am I right? It was.
Here's our teacher.
Look it up. Yeah, look it up. It's a very surreal video. That's what I picked up off of it. But yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, what's up, Cash? Speaking of Sammy Hagar, this is a local story. Chris, I don't know if you know, I moved back up to Santa Cruz for the duration, so I'm up here. I arrived. Just after the fires in the hills of Santa Cruz went out, but there is a benefit concert that's going to happen on December 5th at 7 p.m. It's free on Nugs.tv, the Santa Cruzist place on the internet. Sammy Hagar is going to play it. Colin Hay, Bonnie Raitt and Boss Skaggs, Kevin Cronin,
String Cheese Incident.
Yeah. With Bonnie Raitt. They're doing a two-header. I guess they're living together. Los Lobos, Rogue Wave, Prairie Prince, and my favorite, Victor Krumencher, co-founder of the legendary Santa Cruz band Camper Van Beethoven. So if you guys are interested, it's free to watch. It's on the 5th. It's called Love You Madly, and they're raising money to help people rebuild up in the hills above Santa Cruz. So it's a good thing. I was going to save that for the end, but
do people that live in the hills of Santa Cruz need help rebuilding? Yeah.
How about you pay the prisoners that were fighting the fires for $2 an hour?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's the next benefit for the Malibu Mansion Fund? Yeah.
The Rick Rubin Fund for burned down farmhouses.
Anyway, yeah. Fuck that. I'm watching Liam Gallagher on December 5th.
All right.
I'll just...
Less Than Jake has a new album.
Hey, Ska Show.
Ska Show.
They were the first band on the Bruce Lee band. It was Mike Park and Less Than Jake. That was the first Bruce Lee band record.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Connections, improv, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this band came up earlier. Well, it's not this band, technically. The Green Day, not, I'm doing finger quotes, not Green Day side project, The Network. You guys remember The Network?
Oh, yeah. That was a kind of Devo-ish new wave band. That was a good album.
From 17 years ago. Well, they're putting out a new album. It arrives on December 4th. It's called Money Money 2020 Part 2. We told you so. They have already put out an EP called Trans Am, and they've got a debut track called Ivanka KKKK. Ivanka KKK is a Nazi. So, you know,
let's take a little listen to that.
Yeah, let me.
I'm already off board.
Yeah.
What is it with punks from the 90s that they all eventually do their transplants record?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not running out of money, I think.
Hey, just, man, we just got a bunch of songs, and we love different styles of music. We just got to figure out different ways of getting it out there to the world.
Yeah. Is this the whole thing? Oh, there it goes.
Okay, it picks up. Oh, I was worried it was like a completely downbeat new wave record.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember they sounded like Servotron, if you remember Servotron.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. What was the single? This was the single. Supermodel Robots was the single from that first album.
Bit of a That Dog feel?
Not at all.
He also wanted to cram that into an episode for a while.
How does this sound like? Have you heard That Dog?
Yeah.
Does this sound like That Dog to you?
Well, the drum part, the toms. All right, fuck me, I guess.
No, this is part of the fun conversation. I just want to know.
Oh,
okay.
No, he's
Neil
he's...
is such a, like, I never wanted to call
whoa,
ever.
Whoa, where is he going?
Don't worry, he'll pass out soon. I've never really ever wanted to call anyone a snowflake before, but God damn if it's not Neil.
I do love that he got up and moved out of frame, but you behind him, he's got all these framed artwork, so we could see him just standing out of frame, putting his headphones back on.
we're gonna take a quick break.
Let me close one out because I think this one will be very popular. I'm gonna steal the I'm gonna steal some screen. I'm gonna hit advanced music sound only. We love a good mashup here. So we love a good Metallica. You guys familiar with King Nothing? Here's Joe Biden singing it.
Oh no.
I'm a metal guy. I mean, I'd rather be shaking your hand and looking in the eye and you telling me what needs to be done.
Let's get in there. This is by a guy named Lars von Retriever.
Metal. Again. Push high. Hey, push high, Mike. And this push tonight. You satisfy. Dig for gold. Dig for fame. You. Dig to break your flame. Yeah, you pacified.
All
the watch you wait.
So this guy, Lars von Retriever, has been doing a bunch of metal for Donald Trump.
We played some of his Donald Trump ones, which I think worked better because Trump like just speaks so
evil,
like, you know, which is like bleh, 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 where like Biden is just a bit more soft and lend itself to it as much.
No, not as much. Maybe we need to get like somebody cuts up a Bonnie Raitt song and he does that.
Yeah, it just needs to be a different genre of music. I think Joe Biden spliced up over a bunch of maybe like
I think we go with
Steely
the
Dan. Steely Dan.
There you go.
Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva.
Well, we are going to take a quick break for a song from one of my favorite bands when I was growing up in Hawaii, a ska band that was on Dill Records, which would, of course, become Asian Man Records. It's Tantra Monsters with their song Crack House, which was on Hawaii, Radio Free Hawaii all the time. It's a great, great, great song. More Chris Candy when we come back.
In my neighborhood, how would you go away?
That was Crack House by the Tantra Monsters. Totally forgot about that weird little outro thing that they do on this. It's a great album. Oh,
dub style.
Recorded in, Cash, what did we talk about appropriating?
Culture.
Yes, yes. Horticultural appropriation is what you guys stick to. we forgot we didn't do a, should we stop for an ad?
No, I can get it in there. Hey everybody, it's Cash. MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. You're a total badass, and what you wear should only accentuate that fact. MeUndies truly believes in empowering self-expression. Their pledge for 2020 and beyond is called MeUndies Gives, an initiative that supports those who have systemic barriers to their self-expression. By shopping MeUndies, you support causes as LGBTQ+ communities, mental health and well-being, and women's rights. Let me ask you, what underwear are you wearing at this very moment? Do you feel like you're sitting in a heaven cloud? No? Should you reconsider? Well, here to tell you about sitting in a heaven cloud is MeUndies user and podcast impresario, Neil Mahoney. Neil, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here. I don't frequently endorse any product, unless I'm an actual user, and I am a MeUndies impresario. Like, I love it.
Yeah. What is it you love most about the undies? Is it the fit? Is it the bold style that you keep under your normally placid clothes? On the inside, the boring business meeting on the outside?
Is definitely on the outside, and it's a shitty party. But on the inside, it's even more restrained. It's I go black on black on black.
Okay.
I do black t-shirts, black underpants. I did a sea change. I got rid of every piece of underwear that I had. I brought in the MeUndies, and it's just like a regime change.
Wow.
It was great. It was like a junta
American soldiers living in palaces built for kings. It's everybody's familiar with the post Desert Storm of it all. Well, MeUndies offers different prints, different colors, different styles. If you want to go black on black on black, like Mr. Mahoney, you can do that. Or you can go fully express yourself in your own unique way with things like hummingbirds or like Rolling Stones lips that have like vampire teeth, if that's your thing. All sorts of stuff. MeUndies are available in a range from sizes from extra small to 4XL. So it could be undies for you, or it could be undies for you and your neighbor if you feel like doing that. MeUndies believes your butt deserves comfort inside and out.
Wait, what?
No, that is in the copy. Believes you and your butt deserve comfort inside and out. Well, which is why they created the MeUndies membership. It's really just a great way to love on yourself. Each month, replenish your basics with styles that are anything but basic. Styles that let you be the truest version of yourself right down to your core. Enjoy discounted pricing, controlled shipping, and exclusive early access. You know, you can get early access to underwear. Here it says, love your butt and get the membership.
I already love my butt, but I'm black on black on black. I don't need these special things. Like, I don't feel I have a deficient personality that I need to make up for with my designer underwear.
Well, that's the thing. MeUndies is not just underwear. It's socks. It's other apparel, accessories. You can do gift cards. If there's somebody in your life, you're like, I don't know a lot about you, but I do know your underwear stinks. So they've got face masks now. They've got gaiters. They've got tote bags. They've got things called buddy bands. It's all pretty cool.
What's a buddy band?
I don't. You know what? I'm going to click on it and I'm going to find out. Buddy bands. I think they're maybe for dogs, perhaps. Yeah. So it's
like bandanas.
If you want to match your underwear with your dog collar, you can do that with MeUndies. They got robes. I know you were excited. They even got onesies if you're looking for that. Onesie party that I've never been invited to. So, but just for listeners of Jonah Radio, MeUndies has a great offer. Any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. You can get your 15% off your first order and free shipping. You go to MeUndies.com/Jonah. Neil, do you remember what I just said?
MeUndies.com/Jonah.
All right.
With an H.
With an H. And remember, not only is Neil Mahoney the president of Jonah Radio, he is also a client of MeUndies.
And I also eat trail mix and,
All right. Back to the show.
Woo!
Okay.
I'll do it right before.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Wow. It is, I looked up today, this day in music, nothing of worth.
No.
What?
There's nothing. Like, I was like trying to look for something. I mean, I guess today on Monday, you know, like Jerry Lee Lewis was arrested 10 hours after he just got out of prison again because he brought a gun to Elvis's house and was waving in front trying to get talked to Elvis at his house.
Wow. I think
that's a story.
Yeah,
that's a story. But, you know, it's that's about it. That's a fun thing. I mean, he seems like a crazy asshole. But he married his cousin, so I guess he can't be that bad.
I think Lee Harvey Oswald got shot today. It's not really
really
music. Yeah,
really.
I think it was like the next day today, because the 22nd was when JFK got shot, and he didn't get that. He wasn't that much around that much longer after him. And yeah. they of course they made that great song about that. Oops, I shot the president.
Oops, I shot the president. That is that how it goes?
I miss his heart. Got shot in the brain. Ooh, baby, baby.
I haven't heard that one yet, but it sounds
fun. It's Britney Spears when she gets into conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yeah, because one of the things that I saw when I was going through like things that happened today, in 1991 on this day, Freddie Mercury died of complications from AIDS. Real fun talk about it. Ooh, funny.
That's a big one. That's a huge rock star left this earth today. That's a big one.
It's a big one, but it's not like fun to talk about, you know?
Like complications from AIDS. Who can't relate with that?
Oh man, no. Yeah. Hey, I hear you. Gets you into a lot of. Gets you into murky water. I hear that.
That's true. Mercury love that water. Murky water. Oh, Boston, you're my home. So this is time we're gonna play a little game because this is a Scalabration.
Oh God.
And here's the thing. I don't make fun of ska. I like ska. I listen to it. I think people have I think the biggest complex from people like making fun of ska is like ska kids will make fun of ska before anyone else does. It's I guess I like them. Okay. But I don't, I think ska is
going to hurt myself before you can hurt me.
Yeah. What's your take on this, Chris?
Well, as you're kind of saying it, it's like, my friend said this best about ska. He's like, I love listening to ska music, but I feel so guilty for liking it after I'm listening to it. And I don't know where this kind of guilt about listening it came from. I do think that there is some marriage into the fact that it's like marching band, horns, all of that stuff. It's and it's also just like super fun and nerdy. And I think it embraces kind of nerd culture. And like other styles of music just don't really have that.
Well, ska is fun. You know, it's a fun music. And even like, I think Voodoo Glow Skulls are the ones that said that we don't play ska. We are punk with horns.
Yeah, I think it's because it's like, it's an evolution of a sound. It's come from a long way, you know, from Jamaica and then through the United, you know, UK and all of that stuff. But it's just got, I think Third Wave just gave it a really bad rap because, you know, all of those bands that were really popping, Boss Tones, Real Big Fish, who are on MTV and all that stuff, Aquabats, all of that stuff. It's just, it was super nerdy and in your face, you know? And I think people burnt out on it really quick. That's where I think we get to it today.
I don't think it's embarrassing. I think listening to Swing is embarrassing, but not ska.
Hey. Yeah, Swing was funny because... Because like Cherry Poppin' Daddy's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, like they all kind of came out of ska and it was this weird hybrid moment. Like Big Bad Voodoo Daddies were one of the bands that played the Super Bowl. Like this is how big Swing was in America at that point. And that was like costume music. You had to kind of dress up in like a costume not of this era to be into it. Ska, not so much.
At most a golfer's cap.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe some wide leg jeans.
But I don't know. Like, it's just gotten a bad rap. It continues to have a bad rap. You know, whatever, man.
I think it's also it goes to the like the punness. Like, ska also embraced pun. Like, you know, like pun, like song titles and album titles, and even, you know, it's like there's the Metallica ska like compilation.
Yeah, that just sucks. Yeah, because I think it's like you have Scottalites who start that because it's like satellites, Scottalites, and then it's like, oh wait, we could put this fucking word in anything, and then it's like, well, yeah, you can, but you shouldn't.
Well, we did a bunch. I wrote a bunch of these. These are all ska tribute acts. Are you skanking to Scarborough Fair? A ska tribute to Simon and Garfunkel. Skant, wait 1 minute more. A ska tribute to Civ and Gorilla Biscuits. Scalling all cars. A ska tribute to the Cars. The Buzzcocks. Buzzcocks tribute. All ska. Skank for his memories. A ska tribute to the stand-up of Dave Attell. The Mighty Mighty Bostons. A ska tribute to the music of the band Boston. The Specials. A ska tribute to every Netflix stand-up special. The Scottalina Wine Mixer. A ska tribute to the films of Adam Scott. Gigi Scotland.
Dude from Santa Cruz. I bet he's been to a ska show.
Yeah. And my final one is Skanker in the Dark. A ska tribute to Bjork and the films of Lars von Trier.
So I want you, I'm going to read a list of names. I want you to tell me the real ones and the fake ones. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Abracascabra.
Fake.
Fake?
Yeah, you can't even pronounce it.
All right.
I'm saying it. I'm going to say real.
Real? Chris is right. It is real.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No way. Cobra Scamander?
Fake.
Real. The Flux Capacitators?
No.
Real.
Oh, no.
They're all going to be real.
Yeah, they're all real.
Real, aren't they? Yeah.
The Local Skank. Reminds me of
what was that old, like, Kumail Nanjiani bit? It's like, is this a quote from Hitler or Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith?
Scully Baba and the 40-ounce horns?
Oh, no.
The Scallops? Skamikaze, yeah. The Scamples, yeah. Chaos, that's ska, OS, like chaos.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
Shit.
Sconorrhea and the Burning Sensations. Ska Rotem.
No. I don't like that one at all.
Ska Skank Redemption.
Oh, Ska Skank Redemption, I think, is the best version I've heard of that. Yeah. Ska Skank Redemption. It's in there.
The Scavengers. Scaba the Hutt. Skagina, the Scholars.
This looks like it's just crushing Chris right now.
The what Scallops.
About did you get to Osama bin Laden and the Scala Band? You know how you're talking about like band names following you for, you know, your entire life? I can't believe I'm in the middle of a pandemic with you guys on a podcast still talking about third wave ska bands.
I'm sorry.
It's never left me. It's never left me. But you know what? I love it. A friend of mine actually just wrote a book on ska. Actually, it's called In Defense of Ska. This guy, Aaron Carnes. It's coming out soon. And I have a chapter dedicated to it. I can't believe it. My first chapter. But it's a great book. It kind of goes through the history and talks about like exactly the questions you're asking of what's going on and so,
do you
why
feel
ska
attacked?
Is such bad rap.
Do you feel like we're attacking you? I didn't mean for this to turn into that. I just like, it's okay. Like, I like ska, and I know you like ska, and it was just kind of based off of the first time I met you through Tito O Tito.
No, not at all. I just find it's awesome. I think I don't feel attacked at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just funny to be talking about it because, you know, I think that answers the question even a little bit more is it's like, I love ska music, but I never talk about it this in depth. It's like something that's just like, oh yeah, Chris likes ska music, and that's it. It's never like, all right, let's really get in here, Chris.
Paint you with the brush.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just Chris. He likes ska music.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought it was a good excuse to play some of the ska music I like and talk about it and joke around and have fun with friends. But
the best version of it is when the first time I came to know ska, I was super young. I think I was like 4 or 5 years old. And it was in the movie Back to the Beach with.
You know Jamaica ska?
Yeah. And, ska, and Fish, ska, ska. Fishbone is in it. And I just, that fucking movie I love because it like paints the like beach culture in such a funny way. But Fishbone just looked so fucking cool. Like yeah. Angelo looked so rad. His style was sick, and the song was just super fun. And so that
and
was
Pee Wee
like
Herman's early. A part of it too. He's somewhere in there, and then he does Surfing Bird later on.
Yeah, he does. It's a really great movie.
I think we talked about this whole soundtrack. I think we like
we talked about the soundtrack like a month ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was because like I went to that Fat Mike backyard thing and I saw Fishbone play and it was fucking great.
Oh right, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that I saw that show.
Neil, did you have any?
Yeah, I'll just run through them pretty quickly here. Scattles, which is battles but ska. MC Ska Cat, Paula Abdul tribute. June Scotter Cash.
Oh Jesus.
Tom Petty and the Scar Breakers.
Oh my God.
Ska America, you know, horse with no name and all that. Ska Dylan.
Ska Dylan? That's yeah, that's great.
Crosby, Stills, and Skosh.
Did you do Scosby?
Bill Scosby?
No. He's canceled, man. Fucking
No, Crosby.
Scosby's
skills and stash. Yeah, stash.
Scott's heat.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Bandages. Oh, this is a good one. Scottobon, which is based on the fictional band from the Big Lebowski.
That is
Skanana Splits, based on the fictional animated band. Ska Na Na, Johnny Skosh, Obamska, which is just the lyrics of, you know, Obama speeches over like pep music. Frank Zapska and the Mothers of Invention Ska.
You're just saying ska now at this point.
Yeah. Well, I had like 2 hours to do all these.
Ska, that's heart. Ska, that's
rush. Yeah.
Scottomatic for the people. Yeah. REM. There you go. Ska System of the Down.
That's what those guys need is horns.
Yeah. Ska Rule, the rapper.
I like that. I like that too.
Merle Skaggard. Okie from Muskogee. Ska Sleep at the Wheel.
Oh, wow. Your country swing ska.
Yeah, and then my final one is Childish Scambino.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fun.
Oh, what a cringe that was.
That's just that one? Like...
No, I mean the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing, yeah. Well, it's that time of the show.
Oh, wow. Time flies.
Where we have to say goodbye to our listeners. To the world, to everybody. The suicide pack is starting. Everybody, if you have your Jonah Radio brand knives that Neil sent out,
oh,
get into your tub.
That would be like our podcast. Go with the fucking most violent way of suiciding our followers there is.
Yeah. We want to thank our guest, Chris Candy.
Thank you.
Chris, you have your radio show, Noise Pollution.
Yeah,
on KXLU, and are those archived online, or do they stream online through the app and all that?
To get that right now, yeah, you can. They're not archived actually. KXLU doesn't do an archive, but you can catch them live on Tuesday from 10 to 11 p.m. And then I do have a Patreon for that we started up with past episodes of all the improv stuff we did. But you could catch me DJing during the quarantine live on the Noise Pollution live feed. And then, I do the Bumper to Bumper podcast with my buddy Rick. You've been on that. And then, yeah, playing music and acting and stuff and being a fool.
That's great. At Chris Candy Forever is your
Instagram. And I think it's Chris Candy for you on Twitter. I think that's what it is.
It is what it is.
Also, you're friends with Chris McCaleb.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, there's a crazy connection here, you know, with Cash and everything. And Cash knew my sister really well, Jen and Chris and all of those people. And then Cash used to be a bartender down or a doorman at the Tom Bergen's bar. And he would let me in when I was underage. And then And then I wasn't drinking though. And then finally, Cash actually took this Billy Wilder class with
me. That was right. We went to college together, sort of.
Yeah, like every Friday there was this class at LMU where I went to school, and Cash would just pop in and watch these like awesome Billy Wilder prints, and that was so much fun. I still think about those Fridays. They were super fun.
That was the weekend. Yeah, that was an awesome class. The teacher was a drinker at Bergen's, and he told me he was teaching this class, and I was like, "Can I come?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay, sure."
It was awesome.
It was really cool. But that's where I met Chris. That's where I met the other Chris. That's where I met Jen. And I used to go over there all the time. But you weren't even in college at that point. You were later, but you weren't. I met you in high school when you were in high school, I think.
Yeah, I was in high school, and it was cool when I saw all these kind of worlds connecting and stuff like that. And Jonah, I think I met you at a Halloween night or something like that, and you were DJing. We met prior with Tito, but we reconnected.
Was it the Man Man show?
No, it was like a Halloween in July, and
It was the Rated R Bar, was that it?
Yeah, that's where. Because I remember meeting with Tito, and I remember hanging out, and we went to Astro Burger or whatever
that's
it was,
right.
and then reconnected here.
And then when did you meet Neil?
Neil and I go way back. Neil and I go really far back. We used to. We used to surf together all the time.
Surfing trips, fishing trips.
We
do a lot of that. We like outdoor stuff, right, Neil?
Yeah, a lot of outdoor stuff. We went and visited every hockey stadium around the country one year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we got a beer club, which is really fun, where we taste beers. We don't get drunk, okay? It's about the taste. But
spit it out, yeah.
It's a strong friendship, it's the strongest of all.
That's great. Are you guys in the same house? Wait a minute, I realize the art. Quiet, never mind.
So. Got to quarantine. All right, everybody, have a great week. Have a good Thanksgiving. And, you know, we always say on this show, spread that virus. Okay.
Don't spread the virus. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I was joking.
People get that. Yes.
I'm going to play one of my favorite songs that I heard when I first got into ska from the Skank for Brains compilation, a band called Rudiments. The song is called Wailing Paddle. One of my all-time favorites. Thank you, Chris Candy, for being here. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
Being here. Thank you, Cash Hartzell, for being here. The theme song is from Toys That Kill. The samples you heard were put together by Bill Tackett. The artwork is by Moon Patrol. And our associate producer is Dan Angler. And thanks to Dana Lechtenberg. Thanks to everybody that listens. If you like the bands, check them out. Follow Chris. And
don't forget on Friday. New episodes of Can I Watch Your Movie With You?
No. You're right. Thanks for reminding me. I have a new podcast called Let Me Watch Your Movie With You, which acts as it's an interview podcast that acts as a commentary track. Just last week we had Mick Garris and we watched Critters 2, which was a lot of fun. You can sync it up or you can just listen to it on your own. This Friday we have Alex Winter and we're watching Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Cool.
And it's fun. We got a lot of people lined up and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun. Let me watch your movie with you. And that's the tags on that one are at Watch with Jonah on Twitter and Instagram. It's a fun little podcast. And I even tried to just see how it worked with like syncing it up, like where I turned on Critters 2 and then press play on my phone on the podcast. And it's fun. It's like I miss commentaries. I miss being able to watch commentaries as often.
Yeah, it is. It's a great idea to bring them back. I love it. Yeah. All right.
Well, all right. This is Wailing Paddle by the Rudiments. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye. Cruel.
Caramba! This is Bart Simpson, dude, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.